Remaining pure in the midst of the world's corruption seems almost impossible, and it was no less so in the time of Joseph. Today on Turning Point, Dr. David Jeremiah explains how this godly young man retained his purity in the face of temptation. It's a triumphant chapter from Joseph's life with powerful applications for our own lives. Listen now as David introduces his message, The Test of Purity.
Thank you for joining us today. This is a very important passage in the Word of God. And if I had one scripture I would like to share with a group of young people, maybe as they get ready to leave for college or head out into the real world, this would be it. Because today what we hear from most everybody is that it's not possible to live a life of purity and holiness in this world, which is so filled with temptation. Here's a man of God who faced a temptation that was as strong as any you will ever hear about. And he was in a foreign land where nobody that he knew would ever have known, and he could have done what the temptation asked him to do, and he did not. And as we study this chapter, we learn the principles of purity that governed the life of Joseph. Well, let's open our Bibles to Genesis 39. This is the test of purity from the life of Joseph.
The story of Joseph is like a serial on television. Even the divine writer has built into it all of the excitement and adventure that we could imagine. Now, given the fact that it was human ingenuity that separated the chapters, it is interesting to me that most of the chapters in Joseph's life are where I think they should be. They leave us sort of at the close of one episode with a lot of questions about what is to happen next. As we left Joseph, we saw him heading down the road toward Egypt as a part of an Ishmaelite camp who were taking him to sell in Egypt as a slave. We had no idea what would befall him when he arrived in Egypt, but the 39th chapter picks up where chapter 37 left off. And we read that Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. When the main events of this chapter unfold for us, Joseph has been in Egypt for about 10 years. The best we can figure it out, he is now about 27 years of age. He has been sold into slavery, taken by the slave traders to the center of an Egyptian city, where he was put on the block with the rest of the slaves who had been collected from the various countries that surrounded Egypt. He apparently was different than the rest of the slaves, perhaps because of his Hebrew background, or as we shall learn later, because of his physique and his handsome features. He was chosen by one of the top officers in the Egyptian court, a man by the name of Potiphar, who was the chief of police for Egypt, let alone the executioner of the land, selected Joseph to be his own steward or his household administrator. So suddenly Joseph is taken from a position of a favorite son in the land of Canaan with a doting father. Now he's a slave in Egypt under Potiphar, the chief of police. It is interesting to me, as I've studied the life of Joseph, that he is the only one of the patriarchs who did not have the benefit of a face-to-face audience with God. All of the other patriarchs of the book of Genesis, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, had the opportunity to converse with God one-on-one, face-to-face. But we have no record of Joseph ever having experienced such an opportunity. Yet isn't it interesting that the life of Joseph is more about the providential dealing of God with an individual than all of the rest of them put together? There is more about the control of God in the life of Joseph than there is about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob if you put them all together in one story. It is a good reminder to us who sometimes wish it were possible for us to have face-to-face communion with God that we do not have to be physically in his presence for him to be very involved with our lives. Joseph was a man who knew what it was like to have God operate in his life. And we're going to see in the episode that is before us today, God's superintending in the life of Joseph during three periods of testing. If you want to outline chapter 39, you may do it like this. Verses 1 through 6 is the test of prosperity. Verses 7 through 12 is the test of purity. And verses 13 through 23 is the test of persecution. Now let's note, first of all, the test of prosperity. And I'm reading the first six verses of the 39th chapter. Since we have read already the first two, we'll begin with verse 3. And Joseph's master Potiphar saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then Potiphar made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put in his hand. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. And Joseph was handsome in form and in appearance.